Welcome to my weekly racing podcast, recorded on Monday morning, the 28th of November. The highlight of a wonderful day's racing last Saturday was the victory by Carruthers in the Hennessy Gold Cup at Newbury. It was a performance of class and determination in equal measure by Carruthers, trained in Oxfordshire by Mark Bradstock and ridden by Matty Batchelor, the biggest success of his career and a very popular member of the weighing room. Carruthers is owned and bred by Bradstock's father-in-law, Lord Oaksey, who was an amateur rider, rode taxidermist to victory in the 1958 running of this famous handicap chase for stayers. Planet of Sound was second, while Fair Along, twice a winner of the John Smith Hurdle at Wetherby, was third. Both horses are trained in Somerset by Philip Hobbs. Carruthers may now be aimed at the Welsh National at Chepstow over Christmas, with the Cheltenham Gold Cup a distinct possibility. Early in the afternoon, Big Bucks duly obliged in the long-distance hurdle, winning the race for a third successive year, and in the process winning his 13th consecutive race. He is at odds on to claim another world hurdle at Cheltenham in March. Well, Overturn did his champion hurdle prospects no harm at all when accounting for the 2010 champion hurdler Binocular in the main race at Newcastle, the Fighting Fifth Hurdle. A winner of Newcastle's principal race on the flat, the Northumberland Plate, Overturn, ridden by Jason Maguire, showed his class and versatility on Saturday. Maguire had earlier partnered Pedler's Cross to victory in a novice's chase at Bangor-on-Dee. Second in last season's champion hurdle, Pedler's Cross is now the antipost favourite for the Arkle Trophy at the Cheltenham Festival. Now, looking at the meetings coming up in Yorkshire, a new season over jumps begins at Catterick on Wednesday, a seven-race programme starting at 12:30. Then on Saturday, Wetherby's Christmas Carol Saturday fixture, a seven-race card, gets underway at 12:10. The feature race is the eighth running at the track of the one-man novices chase over the extended 2.5 miles, a race which remembers one of the best steeplechasers of recent times, one man. Well, the Christmas lights at the racecourse will be switched on, and musical entertainment is provided by a brass band and members of the Wetherby Choral Society who will be singing Christmas carols. And racegoers at Wetherby will be able to see the action from Sandown Park, featuring the Tingle Creek Chase at 3:05. This Grade 1 contest over 2 miles is a major trial for the Queen Mother Champion Chase at the Cheltenham Festival, and the action will be shown on the closed circuit televisions and the big screen at Wetherby. So enjoy your racing.